Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
2023 was a record year for scammers, and it cost consumers billions of dollars. I'm joined on the KRLD Newsline by somebody who keeps a close eye on this, attorney for the FTC's Southwest region. Got Reid Tepfer on the line. Reid, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
And the Federal Trade Commission keeps a great eye on this, of course. So we're talking about $10 billion worth of scams. That is unbelievable. What are some of the top fraud trends, though, of 2023? And so what do we need to look for this year?
Well, the number one fraud this year remains imposter scams with $2.7 billion in losses. And when I say imposter scams, I'm talking about people who are pretending to be your bank's fraud department, the government, maybe a relative who's in distress, or a well-known business. And then in terms of the amount of money that folks are losing, the biggest scam in terms of money were investment scams. Folks who tell you they have a way to get rich quick, maybe with limited risk.
When it comes to just practical advice for how to spot and avoid these scams, what do we need to know?
Well, scammers are good at what they do. They're going to have a story for just about every occasion. And there are all kinds of imposter scams. Each one has its own twist. But there are telltale signs for all of these scams. And you can learn about that by going to ftc.gov/imposters. But it's important to remember that scams tend to have things in common. Scammers are going to want you to pay in a specific way, maybe cryptocurrency or bank transfers or a wiring money through a company like MoneyGram or Western Union or maybe a gift card. You should never pay someone who wants you to pay in a certain way. Another thing that scammers are going to do is they're going to want to create a false sense of urgency, tell you that you need to take actions immediately for whatever reason. Maybe it's to protect your money or deal with a legal situation. The reason they do that is because they don't want you to be able to look at the situation with a clear head and realize that something isn't right. So you need to always take the time to look at the situation and take a step back and really assess whether what you're being told is true. You should never act on unexpected emails or calls, and you should never move your money to protect it. That's a very common scam nowadays.
Understood. You know, we've reached $10 billion in scams in 2023, so it just keeps getting worse. You know, we're trying to get the word out, and, you know, I've been doing this for a while, and, you know, I do, it feels like one of these interviews a month, but why do people still keep getting caught in this despite the attempts to make people aware?
Well, the thing is, scammers are always changing with technologies. They're making new scams all the time that they, you know, are in languages that you speak at home. They are excellent at what they do. And so the critical thing is to make sure that you stay up to date and are educated about the scams that are out there. What I would do is recommend that folks go to FTC.gov and sign up for consumer alerts so that they can keep apprised of all the new scams that are coming out all the time.
What about how scammers choose to contact you? What are some common trends we're seeing there?
Well, this year, for the first time, email was the number one method that scammers were using to contact folks. But the thing to keep in mind is that scammers are going to reach out to you any way that someone can contact you. It's common nowadays, even for social media, for folks to reach out out of the blue, maybe to say that they have a great investment that you can't pass up. So even though email is the most common, you should always be on guard no matter the contact method. If you are scammed, it's critical to act quickly. You know, contact whoever you use to pay the scammer, whether it's your bank, your credit card, and ask if they can reverse the payment. There's a chance that you can get your money back, but it is so critical that you act fast. And you should always, if you've been scammed, report it to the FTC. And you can do that by going to reportfraud.ftc.gov or by calling 877-FTC-HELP.
Reid Tepfer with the Southwest Region of the Federal Trade Commission, and really appreciate your time, Reid. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.